WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 9 people killed, 30 taken to the hospital after a fire at an assisted living facility in Fall River, Massachusetts, south of Boston. Mayor Paul Coogan says in addition to those casualties, 5 firefighters were also hurt.
Fire department, police, DMS, everybody did a 5-star job, doing their best they could to rescue as many people. They worked some more, and they saved a lot of people's lives tonight.
When the firefighters arrived, people were hanging out windows looking for help. More rain in Texas Hill Country hampering the search for some of the more than 160 people still missing after the 4th of July flash flooding. The death toll from the floods stands at 132 people. A church in Lexington, Kentucky, the scene of a deadly shooting on Sunday, the gunman killing 2 women before he was shot and killed by police. Police say the gunman had shot a state trooper, stole a car, and drove to the church where he is believed to have had connections to at least 2 of the victims. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Make sure you've got the umbrella handy today. We've got rain in our forecast, not a washout by any means. Parts of the Madison area may get about 1 inch. Other areas will see less than that, but don't expect a ton of sunshine throughout the day today. And officers from all over the state are in Waukesha County today honoring Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder. He and his partner were shot in the city 2 weekends ago while responding to a shots fired call. A 22-year-old man is now charged with homicide in the crime. Flags are flying at half staff today for Corder across Wisconsin. They'll stay at half staff through the weekend. In another title for a former Wisconsin congressman, Sean Duffy is currently the federal Secretary of Transportation. Now, President Donald Trump has named him the administrator of NASA. The president had originally nominated billionaire tech exec Jared Isaacson, but changed his mind and withdrew his nomination. This is expected to be temporary. Duffy started his career as a cast member on MTV's The Real World. He was elected to Congress in Wisconsin's 7th District in 2010. Meanwhile, another win for the coalition of states pushing back against the Trump administration in court, and that includes Wisconsin. Attorney General Josh Call has announced a judge blocked the Trump administration from withholding federal funding for roads and highways from states that do not assist in federal immigration efforts. The Trump administration had sent out a directive to states saying if you want your transportation money, you have to fully cooperate with ICE and Department of Homeland Security authorities. The preliminary injunction was granted by a judge from the U.S. District Court for the District of Rhode Island. Call said transportation funding should be used to improve transportation in Wisconsin and in states across the country, not leveraged to try to steamroll states into furthering a separate policy goal of the Trump administration. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers draft is underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The MLB draft continues today. In the first round, the Brewers selected third baseman Andrew Fisher of the Tennessee Volunteers, who scouts say has modeled his swing after the Phillies' Bryce Harper.
I'm working on my swing in the cage a ton. I'm trying to emulate Harper as much as I can. Obviously, he has different rhythm in the box and different approach sometimes, but I mean, how could you not watch a guy like that hit?
In all, the Brewers drafted 5 players, 2 infielders, 3 pitchers. Yesterday, the crew beat the Nationals 8-1. Freddie Peralta giving up just 1 run in 6 2/3 innings. Peralta asked about heading into the All-Star break just a game behind the first place Cubs.
I think that we are in great position right now. We're doing great because we are not thinking about how far we are from the first place.
NBA, the Bucks introducing Miles Turner, who showed off his new jersey.
See me this bus green? Heard my girlfriend tell me I look good in green, so you know it's gonna be a seamless feat.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 87 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny, high in the upper 80s with a few scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The John and Gordy Show.
You know, the thing is, once you tell everybody that it's Trump's tariffs, everybody gets angry and mad, and they're against it.
Well,
it's because it's a dumb idea.
Yes.
My God, it has nothing to do with but Trump name.
The
we
name.
Don't care. It's a stupid idea. We're paying the higher prices.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Matt Rothschild is in the guest host seat with me on Monday. We keep you up to date. Who's out and who's in? Is it Bongino and Patel or Bondi at the DOJ?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me fighter.
How can Donald Trump get away with campaigning for the release of these files and the whole Republican Party be demanding it? And Pam Bondi say that there's a client list sitting on her desk. And then all of a sudden they want to wave a magic wand and make it all go away. So, look, I think this is a serious matter. It's not just about the division on the right. It's a serious matter that we should know what's on there, because either Donald Trump is covering up for himself or he's covering up for other people.
Oh, yes. We take no pleasure in the divisions on the right over this, do we? Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. You're all equally awful. Hard to pick a winner. Please proceed. This was my favorite meme about the MAGA base. It's a leopard with a, you know, a phone headset on. It says, we're experiencing higher than average call volumes. Please know your face is important to us, and a leopard will be with you as soon as possible.
I never thought that would leave our base. We bonded over bigotry, but they weren't supposed to turn on me. No, I never thought.
Oh dear, people lighting their MAGA hats on fire. It's all so sad. Okay. Oh, some love tweets. Hold, please.
Oh.
Jane says, I'm a minuscule blue dot in a tsunami of red MAGA tree. The Stephanie Miller Show is the life preserver that I've wrapped around my mangled soul, keeping me afloat. Think of us as the piece of wood in Titanic. Thank you. Kelly says, one of your best show weeks ever last week, Steph, and that's a lot out of 11 years of listening. You get funnier and hotter every day.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't Bella look lovely?
She does.
Her hair is fantastic.
Thanks.
Yes, you look great today.
Thanks.
I know you don't feel good.
No.
But you look good, and that's the important thing.
Yes.
Okay.
It's better to look good than to feel good.
Yes. Who's this? Hi, Stephanie. Mark here. I've been listening to your show for quite some time now, but I can't find it all of a sudden. Did something change?
Oh.
Can you help me find you?
Huh.
Chris, might you give the listeners an update?
Yes. Apparently someone had taken our Stephcast and had pirated it and put it up for free on Apple Podcasts and stuff like that.
Right.
The Stephcast is not a free product. It is something that you pay for. It's you know, $5.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. It's very cheap. So you just go to stephaniemiller.com, go to the podcast section, choose the plan you want, and then it will give you a link that you can then plug into your Apple Podcasts and listen that way.
There you go. It's one of the things that has kept this Stephanie Miller Show from several near-death experiences. So please, it's the best way to support the show.
It is.
And that's the show. It has not disappeared. It's just
And
Apple, will, whenever it's pirated, will take it down eventually.
Exactly.
So
And
you've been stealing, is my point.
Yes. But a lot of people, I do have to say, thought they were doing the right thing. Because a lot of, you know, when you want to listen to a podcast, you search for it on Apple Podcasts and you hit subscribe. You know, that's what most people do. So I don't blame the people who did that you know.
Inadvertently.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you can also subscribe to the free Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast, which serves up two podcasts per day.
Yes, I can't remember who tweeted this, but they said this old the old crack dealer model work. I'm hooked, and I just paid for a year's audio. Well, happy to be supporting the crew,
yes.
Even Chris. Oh, that's very sweet. That's, thank you. Think of it as investing in Bella's future.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, and Eric, with a just a side fun fact. Best part of listening to the Stephcast on the podcast player of your choice, being able to listen at 50% speed so that everyone sounds hammered.
Well.
No, we are hammered. I mean, isn't everyone in Trump's America?
Morning cocktails exist for
right,
a reason.
Right, right. For Donald Trump's presidency, quote unquote.
Uh-huh. I'm having a mimosa right now.
No, we're not. That is fun, though. I think I'm going to listen to us on half speed. All right. Bob Seska, our buddy, our pal, says saying this is a distraction from that, which is a distraction from the other thing, is like saying each subsequent gunshot wound is a distraction from the previous one. It's all bad. It's all destructive. And we need to make sure none of it gets flushed down the memory hole. I mentioned John Fugelsang's piece on Friday, and it is so good if you want to really like a rundown of what happened. Just the Texas story alone. I mean, yes, what's going on out here is a horror show.
Right.
And as I keep mentioning, we've had our first death from a poor guy that fell off scaffolding that was running from a raid in one of the farms in Northern California. And it's just, anyway, okay. Christopher,
yes.
Who said Republicans did what they do best? They cut funding for local warning systems, refused to raise taxes, then stood in front of microphones to deliver their contribution to disaster response. We're praying. We're praying? You don't need prayers, Mike Johnson. You need sirens, infrastructure, meteorologists, functioning institutions, and politicians who care about life beyond fetuses. Who said that?
Zach Cronin.
No, I already gave you a giant hint. Oh. That was John Fugelsang in his great piece about the, tragedy in Texas. Oh. Kerr County, where 70 people drowned, didn't have a flood warning system. Camp Mystic had already banned phones, iPads, smartwatches, so no alerts got through. Why? Their top official said taxpayers won't pay for it. When asked if people might reconsider now that children are dead, he said, I don't know. Texas Representative Briscoe Kane said, we must not allow this great tragedy to be used to grow government. Grow government? Sir, no one's asking for a $1 billion bureaucracy. We're asking for a damn weather system. We're asking for someone who'd pick up the phone and say, get those kids out of the flood zone. Who said that?
Jordan Law.
No, that was John Fugelsang in his fantastic piece.
Oh.
Nobody Jesus's the Jesus like he does.
Right.
Okay. I have no idea whether... we will break this down with Rachel Bitticoffer, but I think this polling gives me some reason for hope. On, when I said last hour, where do we go to get our humanity back?
Right.
These people cheering, buying merch for alligator Alcatraz and et cetera. Gallup has new polling on immigration. Top line findings. Americans hate Trump's immigration policy. 35% approve, 62% disapprove. Share who say immigration is a good thing for the country just hit an all-time high of 79%. So I hope so. Mm-hmm. I hope that this is we will talk to Rachel about how we move into the midterms with all of this. Tom Hoberg, border. Sorry. Oh, I see. He said he was the racial profiling comments. He was taken out of context.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
My words were taken out of context. Physical description cannot be the sole reason to detain and question somebody. That can't be the sole reason to raise reasonable suspicion. It's a myriad of factors, and I can sit here for the next half hour and give you all the factors.
Mm-hmm.
So every officer, every situation is different. But I can tell you this, every ICE officer goes through Fourth Amendment training every 6 months and reminded what their authorities are for arrest, detention, and questioning.
Okay. The judge sees you, right?
Yeah.
And we can tell you from being out here, they are snatching people because they're brown.
Absolutely.
A federal judge temporarily blocked the Trump administration from conducting indiscriminate immigration stops in the L.A. area, denying detainees access to lawyers. The judge orders agents to cease racial profiling as part of the raids. They wrote that roving patrols without reasonable suspicion violate the Fourth Amendment, and denying access to lawyers violates the Fifth Amendment. I mean, our senator, Alex Padilla, made a great point. Give me cut nine.
All right.
Here he is.
What if I was outside of Home Depot, because I like to do some work around the house, not dressed in a suit? Would I be a target of ICE enforcement under Tom Holman? Probably. And it's just wrong. It's not just due process rights that have become the concern, but racial profiling. When federal agents involved in immigration enforcement are using racial profiling, they're not enforcing the law. They are breaking it.
Yeah, by the way, he was in a suit and clearly identified himself as a senator, and he was also tackled and targeted and manhandled. So, yeah, to his point. Where are we? Dean says, Paul Krugman's right. We owe it to the country to politicize the disaster in Texas. It was Trump-Musk politics that made it worse, and Trump politicizes disasters all the time. Thank you with this bull. One more. Raider says, Marines and DHS arrest anti-ICE protester after children were spotted in chains at the federal detention center in L.A. Did you see this?
Yeah.
Them parading kids in handcuffs. Yeah. I mean, Sap in Portland. Hey, Sap, welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
Yeah, I just had listened earlier when you had mentioned about the alligator Auschwitz and the bracelets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you were saying about how it parallels to Germany. And that was the first thing they did, and then they started killing. But I thought, wait a minute. What's the big problem with all this, with his immigration thing, is the corporations and the companies, the meat packers and the farmers, they're missing their labor now. Wait, what do we do to fix that? This is a chess game, and it's not hard to see where they're moving.
Yeah, they're moving to slavery, if you're paying attention to everything they're saying, right? I mean, that's exactly, where do you think the free labor is going to come?
Yeah.
By the way, someone made a good point.
Oh.
It is private property. These, what do you call it? Employers need to protect their workers.
Mm-hmm.
It's private property. You need a warrant. All
you're
of
on
these,
a farm like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Bye. Kevin in D.C. Hi, Kev.
Good morning, everybody. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Your phone sounds great today. What happened?
Yes, it should have sounded great. You guys hurt my feelings,
Pap,
because I got a new phone specifically because you cut me off a few days ago. So I paid money I don't have, so I was really shocked that you couldn't
Kevin.
Hear me Friday.
I'm sorry.
But thank you. Thank
All
you.
All right, now you've used up your entire
yes.
call on the quality of your call. No, go ahead.
Well, I got a few more seconds left, so let me say that if anyone is surprised that there are idiots being giddy about it is Alligator Auschwitz, I'm sorry, then they haven't been following the director we've had. The same people who are indifferent to their own pink-cheeked children getting shot up every other day, or their women and daughters and nieces, you know, bleeding out because they don't have reproductive rights, or hospitals being closed in rural areas. This is just a national extension. It's really triggering to me. This seems like a callback to Auschwitz and slavery and every other racist evil we have. When are people going to learn that white supremacy is not a working model anymore?
We
got to stop this crap.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thank you, Kevin. And crystal clear quality of both your arguments and your phone.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Wow.
We've been talking about this. Ms. Magazine tweets, multiple men have been arrested in at least three states since Trump's inauguration for allegedly posing as immigration enforcement officers to perpetuate sexual violence against immigrant women. It's just every Trump atrocity all, mm-hmm. right,
yeah.
rolled into
yeah.
one awful story. Bad gal says when states kicked out immigrant workers and tried to get locals to do the job, they quit by lunch. Crops rotted, farmers panicked. Suddenly they're taking our jobs. Energy went real quiet. Yeah, I keep asking, we got tons of fruit and vegetables rotting here. Where all y'all immigrants are taking my job, people? Anybody? Bueller? No? Okay.
Yeah. You have some avocados in your tree.
Yes, right. Okay. Denver writes, entering the U.S. illegally isn't even a felony. It's a misdemeanor. Overstaying a visa isn't even a crime. It's a civil offense, like letting your car registration lapse. Conservatives are out here acting like being in the U.S. without the proper papers is equivalent to murder. But it's not even equivalent to what the president is already convicted of. Thank you. Just for, you know, those that like their irony in the
sure.
morning. Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue. Hi, Sue. Go ahead.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, hi.
Okay. Hi. Here's the thing. You know I'm the child of Holocaust survivors. Mm-hmm. My parents were slaves in a slave labor camp for 5 years. Most of my family perished in the concentration camps. You stayed in the labor camp as long as you were useful to the Nazis. They starved you. They beat you. They killed you if you stopped, or they sent you on the train to Auschwitz. Most of them ended up in Auschwitz. So when And those people, the first generation, the survivors, are almost all gone. But their testimonies live on at Holocaust museums all around the world, among their families. We have my parents' videos. And we, second generation, are now the people who give the message of warning.
Thank you.
When I say it's alligator Auschwitz, I know from what I'm speaking of.
Thank you.
When I tell you what a forced labor camp is, it's where you work or die.
Yeah.
People need to stop pretending or minimizing.
And Sue, you know what? I'm tired of scolds on the left or the right going, oh, don't, you're minimizing Auschwitz. No, no, no. We're trying to prevent another Auschwitz. And, you know, I don't have the claim you have, but my dad was a Nuremberg prosecutor. And I'm telling you, these camps didn't start with killing. They started exactly like this. The time to ring the warning bell is now and say this is not a prison. This is a concentration camp.
100%. And the only recourse when this is done, when this chapter's done, are going to be trials like your father prosecuted, whether they're at The Hague or whether they're here in America. There must be accountability. Every single one of these people are committing crimes against humanity, starting with Trump, going to Vance, going to Nome, going to Tom Holman, who should already be in prison somewhere. And we have to hold, and Stephen Miller, of course, we have to hold all of them responsible. They are killing people, and they're getting away with it if we let them.
Yeah.
So my father went back to Germany. I know we're running out of time, but my dad went back to Germany in 1961 and 1962 to testify against SS officers, and they were found guilty, and you know what happened to them. There will be justice. Sometimes it takes too long. This time, we don't need to make it last too long.
Yeah.
We have our voices. We're coming together on July 17th. Make noise.
Yep. The time to speak out is before they start the killing, is my point. Okay, 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show is brought to you by Zipa. Yay!
Yeah, CPAP.
That's fun to say, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, you've seen the CPAP. It looks like a horror film, the CPAP mask.
Oh,
if you've
yeah.
had to wear one of those, the air hose strapped to your face all night, without it, breathing is disrupted. You know that. Higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, premature death, on and on. If you snore now, you are at heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine. Now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is Zipa. Am I saying it right? I believe I am.
Zipa, yeah.
Zipa.
It's happy Z spelled backwards.
Yes. It's the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. Don't be fooled by imitators. Zipa was proven in a 600-patient clinical trial, over 500,000 units sold. Zipa is the stop-snoring device we trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring. No more sleeping in separate rooms. No more feeling tired and foggy all day. This may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. Zipa, that's a happy Z spelled backwards.
Yes.
You're right. Yay. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. That's ZYPPAH.com. And the promo code is SNORE. Promo code SNORE at ZIPA.com.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
Well, I am here with Peter Galluli, the CEO of The Wellness Company. This is a very exciting. I just filled out my form, Peter. I'm so excited. Tell us about The Wellness Company.
So we are a 50-state telemedicine company. We're the fastest growing one in America. We've only been around 3 years, and we've helped over 1 million Americans so far address their health and wellness needs. And we offer everything from doctor-designed supplements to our medical emergency kits, which have kind of taken the country by storm. I think a lot of people after COVID really thought it was time that they should take their health into their own hands and be more proactive when it comes to addressing sickness in advance. So we've really enabled them to do that by allowing them to have all these prescription life-saving medications in their medicine cabinet right at home. So you don't need to go wait in urgent care or lie up in bed for a week next time you get sick. So the medical emergency kits, we have 7 different varieties right now for all different scenarios in life. First aid, travel, kids. But our number one seller is just our blue medical emergency kit. It is a prescription pack that has antivirals, antiparasitics, and antibacterials. some of those common medications that you know you'll need, amoxicillin, ivermectin, fluconazole. There's 8 prescriptions in total in that kit, and it covers over 30 conditions. Additionally, we also have a guidebook that our doctors have written. It's about 40 pages. It gives you instructions on safe use. So if you do get sick and you can't get in touch with a doctor, you have a way to look up your condition and help yourself with dosage instructions in case you don't recall.
So right now, special $45 discount just for my audience, or urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Don't forget that promo code is Stephanie, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, any parting thoughts?
I just hope that more Americans take this message to heart. You can save so much money and honestly the stress by taking your health into your own hands. And I think if there's one thing that we learned from the last pandemic, it's that you only can rely on yourself. And yeah, we really help you do that.
Peter Galluli, and it's urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, thanks so much.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. 5 years after the fake elector scheme to overturn the 2020 election, legal accountability is grinding along for some of the conspirators and those who wittingly or unwittingly supported them. But pardons may be in the wind, too. May 27th, a 3-judge New York appellate court stripped Trump campaign attorney Kenneth Chesbrough, an alleged key organizer of the swing state fake elector scheme, of his license to practice law in New York. June 16th, the alleged mastermind of the fake elector scheme, John Eastman, was recommended for disbarment in California. He can still appeal the decision. Also June 16th, a civil jury found MyPillow CEO and election denier Mike Lindell liable for $2.3 million for defaming former Dominion Voting Systems executive Eric Coomer. Dominion itself has a claim pending against Lindell, right-leaning news outlets, and several other Trump-alleged conspirators and collaborators. The Michigan Advance reported July 5th that a hearing on whether the trial of 15 of 16 Michigan fake electors should go forward has been moved to September 9th. A trial in Arizona is scheduled for January 5th, 2026 for the alleged fake electors and Trump associates, including his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows. Mother Jones reported June 4th that President Donald Trump's pardon attorney was considering pardons for the accused fake electors. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, speaking of girls I love, Anna Ortiz.
Yes.
It's going to join us, hopefully, on the show soon. I just finished Ugly Betty. I never watched it when it was on. I just finished the whole, all 4 seasons.
Right.
And I had to text her and just say, you are impossibly beautiful and sexy and hilarious in this show. We've had her on before, but I never watched Ugly Betty. She's also Devious Maids, all kinds of stuff. But she is fantastic.
She's
and political.
Wonderful.
And we're going to talk about, you know, just the treatment of Latinos in general, why Trump's this awful ICE attack on California.
I think she
California.
Has something to say about that.
She certainly does. We love her. She's a friend of Carlos El Rocky.
That's right.
And, of course, a longtime friend of the Stephanie Miller Show. Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of which, can I just say, I think my picture being Stephanie Mills on SiriusXM has really,
we are never changing
has
that.
Really started to pay off.
Okay.
Kenneth on my Instagram page said, hi, Steph. I met you at the gas station Saturday when you were riding with Major Taylor in Manhattan Beach. I just wanted to say hi. It was great to see you. Keep doing what you're doing because we love you. keep doing the things you do. He just ran out of like a 7-Eleven and said, oh, my God, you're Stephanie Miller. And then I was getting a guy was getting off a bus, an African-American gentleman on Western down here, and got right off into my face and said, oh, my God, you're Stephanie Miller. I love you. I'm like, thank you. I am Stephanie Mills. Thank you. For your
peace. I wonder if they've ever fixed that.
No, I don't want them to fix it. I don't want them to. Dean says, this is a little unsolicited testimonial. Okay. Dear fellow Justice Warriors and Steph heads who love Stephanie Miller like I do, subscribe to Steph's Patreon account to receive lots of unfiltered F-bombs and more fart jokes to help you get through. The Patreon show is fantastic.
Yeah.
And filthy because it's like an explosion. A non-FCC regulated explosion every week.
It's like we learn something from talking to the rude pundit.
Yes. Yes. All right. Get it. 29 minutes after the hour, political strategist Rachel Bitticoffer coming up.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Another delay for the Madison Public Market. It's been in the works for years now. The goal is to have separate vendors all throughout the market who can build their client base and build their own businesses. Construction is underway on First Street, where the market will be. At one point, it was supposed to open this month. And at the last update, organizers plan to open November 1st. Now, organizers say finalizing leases and construction delays have set them back further. They're planning for a grand opening in early 2026. And it's a busy weekend in Madison. There's Art Fair on the Square downtown tomorrow and Sunday. More than 500 artists will participate, showing and selling their work. You can find anything from paintings to clothes to musical instruments. Sponsored by the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art, this is the 67th year of the event. It's free, and about 200,000 people attend every year. But Art Fair is kicking the farmers market off the Capitol Square for the weekend. Instead, the Dane County Farmers Market will be at Bree Stevens Field on Saturday. The hours are a little different, too. It's from 7 a.m. to noon, so it ends an hour and 45 minutes earlier than it usually does on the square. You'll want to park in a garage nearby because all the streets surrounding Bree Stevens will have parking reserved for the vendors. And there are lots of other events around the city this weekend. That means lots of road closures, too. Fête de Marquette began yesterday, so there are some road closures around McPike Park. There are multiple stages with live performances, DJs, even karaoke. Fête de Marquette runs through Sunday. Plus, there's the Gospel 5K and 10K tomorrow. Dane Street along Penn Park will be closed from 6 a.m. to 2 in the afternoon. Meanwhile, if you want to check out one of our local beaches this weekend, the only ones that are closed because of bacteria are Esther Beach and Willows Beach. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 87 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny, high in the upper 80s with a few scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big brutal bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app, Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be back from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in the world headquarters of Madison, taking a look at the weekend headlines and looking ahead to our next road trip with Jane Matinere. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
In the Ad Council.
Democrats
Democrats are politicizing this while people are still looking for their babies, they're still looking for their family members, I think is absolutely despicable. And the American people just, I think, need to know the truth of what they're doing and how they're taking advantage of this situation to help themselves politically. It's a disservice not just to the people of Texas and these families that are going through grief right now. It's a disservice to our country.
So perhaps we should mention that you were asking people to pick an Instagram photo of you instead of getting help to Texas until 3 days later? Stuff like that? Okay, Chris, you said, and now you've got DHS dog assassin Kristi Noem trying to spin this like a Lifetime movie. Texas is amazing in how it responds to disasters. You're an example to the nation. Really? Because the example I'm seeing is a flood-prone county with no flood warning system, an understaffed federal weather agency, and kids drowning while state officials pass the PR baton to each other. And where's FEMA? Gutted. Where's the National Security Council? Decapitated. Weaponized. Where's NOAA? Defunded and smeared as climate alarmists. This wasn't an accident. This was a logical endpoint of MAGA governance, a world where everything is someone else's problems and every expert is deep spate. Every institution is for sale. Who said that?
Dynamite.
No. Well, he is dynamite. That would be John Fugelsang.
The dynamite. Lovely,
yeah, right. The lovely and talented John Fugelsang in a fantastic piece. Okay. Justin Wolfers, you know, the Australian economist.
Oh, the hot one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
he
hot.
He said Trump's 50% Brazil tariff because nothing says America first like taxing your own citizens to defend someone else's coup. Thank you. That about sums it up. Oh, and Dan in Atlanta with a question for us.
Oh.
Beautiful, gorgeous Stephanie.
Oh, God.
You don't have to do that anymore. The joke's over. Sorry.
I don't
have to.
No.
Okay. If you just say something mean about it, Chris, I'll read it. Okay. Just kidding. With the new tariffs on Brazil, how will that affect the prices on Brazilian power crystals?
Oh,
that's true. Are we still able to give six free minutes, Chris, or
no?
Is that going to affect?
Call now to get six free minutes. And while supplies last, this Brazilian power crystal absolutely free.
Okay. Maybe we may have to adjust that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you just, where did you hand me?
What did
please.
I do?
Hold, please. You handed me the...
Yes, I did.
Yes, hang on, I've got
oh,
it.
Oh, Lord, your filing system is so effective.
Nobody help me. No, it's just, this gets betterer and betterer, this particular bag of rats. So, CNN's Caitlin Collins said official in Trump's administration are increasingly frustrated over a vicious news cycle of their own making. Will it boil down to who President Trump supports more, Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, or Dan Bongino? She was asked. Collins says, we've heard that Cash Patel is outright threatening to resign. I think he's sympathetic to Dan Bongino, who is his number two, and they work very closely together. Laura Loomer has been pushing for Bondi's ouster. Fight, fight, fight.
Rats. Oh, yeah.
This is all kind of their own making because Cash Patel, Dan Bongino, Pam Bondi were three of the officials who pushed a lot of the information when it came to Epstein. And so officials inside the White House are very frustrated because they feel like this news cycle is only getting worse for them. It's not from people they can easily dismiss or say it's the media or Democrats. It's their own base that is so furious and so angry how they've handled this. And the question is how do you get out of a bag of rats once you're
fight,
in it?
Fight, fight, big bag of rats!
Also, can I just say, I'd forgotten a lot of these fun facts, but Dr. Roman, a city pathologist who did the Epstein autopsy.
Roman Gomez?
Yes, his name is Roman. No, it's Dr. Roman.
Oh, okay.
Roman, don't have a flashback.
I just did.
The city pathologist who did the Epstein autopsy said she couldn't call it a suicide because it looked too much like a homicide. Dr. Michael Badden, that guy, who witnessed the autopsy, also concurred it looked more like a homicide than a suicide. So this just gets... Oh, and so this on cue today, Trump lawyer says he asked Epstein in his final days if he had dirt on his client. And he said, he's just saying no, so there's nothing more to see here.
Right, right.
So they sent Trump's lawyer out.
Uh-huh.
David Schoen, that guy.
Uh-huh. Yep.
He said, I was hired to lead Epstein's defense as his criminal lawyer 9 days before he died.
Uh-huh.
Died, or was it?
Murder.
He sought my advice. I can say authoritatively, unequivocally, definitely, he had no information to hurt President Trump. Oh, so we should just take your word?
Right. Of course.
Do I feel like all of their efforts to... make this disappear.
They're throwing chum
just
in the water.
Just keep making it worse.
Yes, they're throwing chum in the water.
Yes. It's fantastic. Breaking. Oh, this is... Oh, God, you know how I hate Bag of Rats music, news, Bella. It breaks my heart. MAGA supporters en masse are now burning their MAGA hats because Donald Trump won't release the Epstein files.
Aw.
It looks like MAGA is finally destroying itself. Grab your popcorn.
Oh.
Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Every single one of you. David Frum said, as Scooby-Doo taught millions of TV watchers, if the deceased villain's best friend tells you there's nothing worth seeing inside the locked closet, there's probably something worth seeing inside the locked closet.
Okay.
he would have gotten away with it if it weren't for you meddling MAGA kids.
Yes. And then we find out Old Man Periwinkle did it.
Always. Bert in Texas. Hey, Bert. Hi, Bert.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hi.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
The thing that I wanted to bring up, when we talk about the judges doing the injunctions and, no, Trump, you can't do this, no, the administration can't do that, mm-hmm. No one assigns a punishment for it.
Right.
So it's like...
Right, we're going through the same cycle. They say no, you can't do that. Trump runs to the Supreme Court. They go, yeah, he can do anything he wants, and then we're lather, rinse, repeat. So I don't know. I hope this might be different because that's like one of the bases of our law is you have to have reasonable suspicion. Racial profiling is illegal. Period.
I'm proud of you for getting that right. Lather, rinse, repeat.
I did. Sometimes I forget the lather, and people get really in a lather over it.
You sometimes say rinse, lather, repeat, and that makes sense at all.
I've lost the will to live, and I don't wash my hair that often. These ratty extensions go for weeks.
Then they turn into dreadlocks.
I'm just kidding.
Because you don't wash them.
Oh. Megyn Kelly tweeted, can confirm it's either Bongino or Bondi, and the pick is obvious. Bondi must go. Ooh. Oh. The plot thickens. Really? Is that what the betting pool is over there in right-wing world?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, Anonymous tweets, the rate of calls for lethal force to be used against American citizens by MAGA-aligned Israeli-Russian troll farms has significantly escalated in the last 48 hours. There is significant escalation by the MAGA ecosphere as their call for violence extends nationwide. We keep trying to warn, as the test case out here in L.A., and as many of our guests have said, they're looking for an excuse for martial law.
Absolutely.
What did Trump say? Another wildly illegal thing? Anyone that, you know, attacks or whatever, throws something at ICE.
Like a rock at their car or something.
Yeah, well, by any means necessary, they'll be... I mean, you know, he is just dying to do what he wanted to do in the first term, which was like, can't we shoot protesters on and on. Tom Hobag, one more.
We want to arrest a bad guy in the safety and security of a county jail, but sanctuary cities release him in his community, which means we got to go in the community and find him. And when we find that bad person, many, many times, whether it's at a work site or in a community, they're with other people in the United States illegally. And we're going to let ICE enforce the law, uphold the oath they took. We're not this administration who told ICE, instructed ICE, you can't arrest somebody for simply being here illegally. They got to be convicted of a serious offense. That's how the law says. We're enforcing the law.
I don't know what the number is. A very large percentage of the people at Alligator Auschwitz are not, they don't have a criminal record of any kind. Okay, by the way, they're all such fake tough guys. So you see Tom Hobag ripped into a heckler Saturday? He was talking to Turning Point USA Student Action Summit. He said the man doesn't have the balls to serve his country. Oh, really? Have you mentioned that to Trump, too? Captain Bonespurs? Or no, just...
The man's balls were in his mouth. That's why you can't understand.
That's exactly right, because he's gargling Trump's... Okay. I felt like I should bleep
part of that. Yeah, why did you bleep?
I don't know. I just felt like I should bleep part of it.
Okay.
Should I bleep gargling?
I don't know.
Like his balls. Okay, so... When he was speaking, a voice shouted out, I think this was very clever, by the way, props to this heckler. He asked if Homan belongs to MS-13, and he held up a picture of MS-13 tattooed on Homan's knuckles.
That's fun.
That's funny.
That is fun.
Okay. He was dressed in MAGA gear. And so Homan's just like, he said, if you're such a badass, meet me off stage in 13 minutes and 50 seconds. I guarantee you, he sits down to pee. Oh, is that like a sort of
a girl joke?
Yeah, girl joke. Homo fuck. Can't tell exactly.
Trans.
Yeah. Such big tough guys, aren't they?
Uh-huh.
By the way, did you see this one? Kerr County sheriff changes his mind about Mexicans after they save the lives of his daughter and grandkids. I mean, that has got to be sinking in to some of the people there that Mexico was there with rescue teams before Donald Trump or Kristi Noem or anybody else. Okay. And then I keep mentioning the only, Tokyo says the silver lining about Trump breaking things is that Americans come to recognize the importance of what he's breaking. A new Gallup poll shows a record high 79% of adults say immigration is a good thing for the country. Okay. Seth in L.A. Hello, Seth.
The homo of filth.
Yes.
Yes.
Mama, there's not enough popcorn.
No, there is not.
I don't know what to do.
We deserve this. We deserve this. Oh, did you see Elmo from Sesame Street called Trump a child this weekend?
Elmo was hacked.
So that happened.
Elmo was hacked.
Oh, of course he was. Is that a story?
God.
Is
he wrong?
Not enough popcorn.
I know. Yeah, the beloved Sesame Street Muppet Elmo was hacked.
Yeah.
Yes. A series of anti-Semitic messages and also referring to Donald Trump as a child.
That's like Scooby-Doo. It's all coming true, finally.
Yeah.
Well, I keep asking Seth, like, they didn't care that he's an adjudicated rapist and that how many dozens and dozens of women came forward before the election. But I guess because they really literally were sold that it was all Democrats on there, you know, that are...
I do think it's because this is the heart of QAnon. This was the very thing that kicked it all off.
Yep.
So this was the wrong hornet's nest for them to kick.
Yeah.
And they kicked it hard, and they're still kicking it.
Yeah.
And they're still kicking it.
Yes.
I mean, we're out of hornets now and popcorn.
What do we do when we're out of hornets and popcorn? That's funny. Oh, that homo of filth. Okay. 45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Knockbox. Yeah, if you're traveling, you know what you got to do, right? You got to think of everything. You got to give instructions to your house sitter, name and number of your vet, code to your alarm system. Think about the steps you take. You get a sense of what goes into a Knockbox. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all your accounts, possessions, estate plans for your next of kin. You get a comprehensive checklist so you can figure. I mean, I am a disorganized person, as you can tell from just everything.
Do they make a Knockbox for a show prep?
You know what? I'm going to call them and see if they can give me a what. Okay, everything goes in there. Insurance policies, the keys to your storage unit. Knockbox help you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a Knockbox. Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the Knockbox of your choice. Go to theknockbox.com. The code is Stephanie. Theknockbox.com. Type in Stephanie to get 16% off.
Stephanie Miller.
Get lots of sleep. Tomorrow, we will all be risking our lives for freedom.
Well, do you know anyone who wears a CPAP mask at night? I mean, it looks like a horror film, right? Air hoses strapped to your face all night. Without it, breathing is disrupted. You can be at higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, premature death. If you snore now, you're at heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. Now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is at Zepa. It's the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. Don't be fooled by imitators. Zepa was proven in a 600-patient clinical trial. With over 500,000 units sold, Zepa is the stop snoring device I trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring. No more sleeping in separate rooms. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. This may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now. Zepa, that's happy Z spelled backward. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com. The promo code is SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at Zepa.com. Well, with summer in full swing, I feel that familiar urge to refresh my closet, but I'm trying not to waste money on pieces I'll only wear once or for just one season. That's where Quince comes in. Their clothes are timeless, feel luxurious, look elevated. The quality is way beyond what you'd expect for the price. It's the kind of wardrobe upgrade that just clicks. Think 100% European linen tops starting at $30, washable silk dresses and skirts, soft cotton sweaters, versatile warm weather pieces you'll reach for again and again. The best part, everything with Quince is half the cost of similar brands. I picked up some towels and earrings I love. By working directly with top artisans cutting out the middleman, Quince gives you the luxury without the markup. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I use Quince for all my shopping needs. Now you should too. Give your summer closet an upgrade with Quince. Go to quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. Quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping, 365-day returns. Quince.com/Stephanie.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Win a pair of Brewers tickets from 92.7 WMDX and Downbrins Distilling. See the Brew Crew take on the Cubs with John and Gordy, July 29th at AmFam Field.
One lucky listener will win a pair of tickets and sit next to us.
Is that a good thing, really?
Not only that, the food and drinks are on us.
Get to WMDXradio.com to enter Cubs and Brewers with John and Gordy at AmFam Field.
Meet you at the ballpark.
Sponsored by 92.7 WMDX and Downbrins Distilling.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock. Like you need something else to worry about.
Right?
I mean, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen up. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles. Your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. And then what the? And not until you get a foreclosure notice, a collection notice, do you even know it's happened. When's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer was like mine and was never and what the and oh my god and Don DeLos, yikes.
Oh, your answer was what's a home title?
Huh? Right, that's what they're counting on.
Yes.
You being a herp and a derp. Go to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. Get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection right now. HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. One more time. HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. By the by, we've been talking about the horrors going on out here in California. Aurora said several people posted that the raid was at a weed farm. It wasn't a weed farm, but even if it was, weed is legal in California.
Right.
You know what isn't legal? Racial profiling, kidnapping people on private property without a warrant. That's illegal. And Representative Jayapal said Trump's approval rating on immigration is in the gutter. Just 35% approve, 62% disapprove. Americans are overwhelming against this administration's cruel, inhumane, and illegal kidnappings and disappearances. It's time for them to end. And as we said, one of the guys from these raids just died, fell off a scaffolding and was taken off life support yesterday. So our Senator Alex Padilla yesterday.
It is appearance, it's accents, it's occupation. Again, construction workers, farm workers, you name it, the evidence is out there. And here's another thing about evidence. He claims to be prioritizing those violent, dangerous criminals. We've been hearing this ad nauseum from the Trump administration going back to the campaign trail. The numbers suggest otherwise.
Yeah, by the way, I made this point earlier, but Chez said farmers need to protect their workers for once. Their farms are private property. They can deny access unless they have specific warrants.
Mm-hmm.
And one more, High Rock Woods, that I grew up in Camarillo from a time I was a toddler. I've looked forward to the berries on Los Poses Road as long as I can remember. I am heartbroken by today's events. Terrorizing the people that are breaking their backs to feed us is anti-American. This is pure racist evil. One more from Senator Padilla yesterday.
The vast majority of people that have been detained, and even those deported, have no serious criminal conviction history. If it was only going after dangerous criminals, there would be no debate, no discussion. I agree with that. But the fact of the matter is the vast majority of those being detained are the same people who were deemed essential workers at the end of the first Trump administration at the outset of the COVID-19 pandemic. That's a cruel, cruel irony.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Baby Cakes Bakery. So let me break this down simply. The far right hates California because it's diverse, it's liberal, and it shows how both of those things lead to success. That's really it. I keep saying this. They are deliberately trying to destroy
Absolutely.
Our economy. Amy said, a dear friend is married to a brown man of Mexican descent. He is an American citizen, a husband, a human, and yet every time he walks out the door, her heart is filled with fear. He lives with chronic medical issues. If ICE ever got it wrong, as they so often do, he wouldn't survive without his meds. She lives with the constant ache of what if. If you're not afraid, you're lucky. If you are afraid, you're not alone, but none of us can afford to stay quiet. We keep trying to testify to what we're seeing out here with our own eyes, right? And, you know, friends and family and neighbors and all of that stuff, because it is as horrifying as you're hearing. One more, Senator Padilla.
First, let me just denounce any violence against law enforcement is unacceptable. Do I think heated rhetoric is, you know, part of what's causing this response? Sadly, yes, and we've seen this administration escalate and escalate and escalate in all ways and matters, whether it's the tactics of with which they're going about immigration enforcement. There's a smarter, more effective way to do this.
Yeah. By the way, J.D. Vance, apparently we are a crime-ridden hellhole
yes.
that needs the Marines to occupy us, and yet J.D. Vance took his family to Disneyland
yeah.
yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Did he?
Uh-huh.
Where he was, you know, roundly booed and protested because... As Jill Sobule has often reminded us.
Some people needing heart surgery get a shunt.
Yes.
Sometimes a baseball they bunt. The new Mary Poppins was Emily Blunt. J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance is a...
There you go.
He wrote Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Go to JillSobule.com, by the way. Help
yep.
help get my dearly beloved, my
yeah.
Our friend's stuff out there to the world. She
yep.
has a lot. She had a lot more brilliance coming out, and you can help her get it out to the world at JillSobule.com. Yeah, a crowd of protesters began to form near the park at 5:30. Some individuals drove for 4 hours
yep.
To go to the protest. One said, I would tell Vance to go home. We don't want him here because, in fact, J.D. Vance is a...
Yeah.
Is
and
the point.
We're a crime-infested hellhole.
Right, right, right. Yeah, that's weird. By the way, Governor Newsom's office tweeted, the same people screaming about protecting girls refuse to release the Epstein list. Let that sink in. I like this new Gavin Newsom. Is that him standing up for trans girls? I think it is. Gavin Newsom raged through a spokesperson at Stephen Miller over a new ruling blocking... Trump deportation forces from certain arrests and detentions, calling Miller a fascist cuck. Ah, I like it. Fight, fight, fight. Right. They ordered, a judge ordered Trump's administration, as we discussed, to halt indiscriminate arrests and stops in California. Miller reacted to the news. By saying, oh, he said a communist judge. That was the one he called.
Right.
Okay, yeah, because then everyone that disagrees with Trump is a communist.
Sure.
Automatically. He said a communist judge in L.A. has ordered ICE to report directly to her and radical left NGOs and not the president. This is another act of insurrection against the United States and its sovereign people. Oh, they're anti-insurrection now.
Of
suddenly.
Course.
Yeah, I no. see. Okay. Newsom's office said the fascist cuck in D.C. continues his assault on democracy and the Constitution and his attempt to replace the sovereignty of the people with autocracy. Sorry the Constitution hurt your feelings, Stephen. Cry harder. Ooh.
Wow.
Cuck is a widely used MAGA slur, but in this case may refer to derogatory rumors about Miller's marriage. Newsom's director of communications said they're inspired by the White House's use of the term cuck.
Oh, okay.
This is how you got to fight. We'll talk to Rachel Bitticoffer about this.
That's right.
This is how you
got to
fight back, the way they do. 58 minutes after the hour.
A a new choice.
Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Matt Trammell from downtown Madison about the upcoming Maxwell Street days.
And John and Gordy have the B-list for the Epstein files.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more. Find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. But hurry, the sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Found an injured, sick, or orphaned wild animal? Dane County Humane Society's Wildlife Center can help. Call 608-287-3235 or visit giveshelter.org/wildlife for what to do next.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 9 people killed, 30 hospitalized following a fire at an assisted living facility in Fall River, Massachusetts, south of Boston. Some people who couldn't leave on their own had to be carried out of the building by first responders on ladders, and now they have nowhere to live, says Fire Chief Jeffrey Bacon.
They're at a shelter in the city that they opened up for the victims, and we'll be working with them throughout the day to make sure that they have a place to stay.
No word yet on what caused the fire. A man in Lexington, Kentucky, shot and killed 2 women at a church and injured a state trooper and another person before being shot and killed by police himself. ABC's Aaron Katursky's there.
According to police, we're told the suspect had a history of mental health problems, had anger issues and drug use, and he had access to a gun that he used to shoot 4 people here at this church.
It's believed the man had connections to those who were shot. More rain in central Texas hampering the efforts of officials in places like Kerrville, hit so hard in recent flash flooding. This is ABC News.